Wow, the first 45 minutes has flown, Vossi, and we have been so busy that I've neglected the football desk and the golf desk. There's sport happening everywhere. Now, the football desk, I think it's all over the EPL, but the biochemist says, Vossi bandwagon battlers Bournemouth tipped to run last in 2022.
Yes.
In front of a pulsating sold-out 12,000 at home.
Yes.
Defeated Aston Villa. Yes. Tipped to be the big improvers under Steven Gerrard. P.S. Next up, Man City. Win odds 30-1, two-horse race. Ever seen a more skewered market, says the biochemist. I will just say, the big results up and the shot. Brighton, Hove, Albion, 2, Manchester United,
That music 1. Down the background is Bournemouth team song. I've dug that out. I'm learning the words, mate. I'll learn the words. Give me a few words.
So Bournemouth 2 over Aston Villa 2. Nil. Manchester City won this morning over West Ham 2-0. And Leicester and Brentford played out a 2-2 draw. Now, Michelle Bishop coming up. Who also does a great job in her capacity at 7 News. And don't forget, join Mark Ferguson for 7 News at 6 p.m. every night.
And now on Breakfast with Vossi and Brandy, a sports update with Michelle Bishop.
Yes, Michelle, look, we'll start off this morning. Plenty of discussion, of course, on the hip drop tackle and some more stats in today's paper relating to its scourge in the game. And this was the catalyst for our discussion last week. It wasn't Melbourne. It was the Pat Carrigan tackle and the sentence that was handed down, Michelle.
Yeah, guys, Phil Rothfield's actually crunched some numbers and they are alarming stats that reinforce why the hip drop tackle is still alive and actually thriving in our game. So over the last 4 years, 42 players have been charged and found guilty. 21 players have escaped suspension and the other 11 were suspended for just a week. So interestingly, you look a little bit further and they reveal that the Broncos are the worst offenders. The Melbourne Storm are next. So the Broncos with 8, the Melbourne Storm with 4. One of those players, Tom Fledger. Now listen to this situation, for example, where is the deterrent? So he's a 3-time offender, $1,000 for the first up offence, 2 games for the second offence, and then a $750 fine for the third offence. It's really crazy stuff. And when you look at the shocking injuries, just ask Jackson Hastings, Hayes Dunster, Will Kennedy, we've got Emre Gula, Daniel Safidi. It's been going on for some time. We need to get fair dinkum.
Michelle, I did a function on Friday afternoon. We were terrific lineup of stars. It was for the Ronald McDonald House charity, but Andrew Johns, Matthew Johns on stage was fantastic. But Joey said, the next player to do a hip drop tackle should be suspended for 12 months. You're all on notice. That's from one of the Games Immortals about how disgusted he is with the tackle from Andrew Johns. Now, the Leichhardt Oval stand collapse.
This is crazy.
Scary stuff, the video.
Yeah, so we had Leichhardt Oval marked as a recipient of the government stadia upgrade, but that all changed with Dominic Perrottet, obviously, last week, redirecting those funds to flood reconstruction to the victim of the devastating floods. And I mean, you know, I don't have an issue with that. A lot of people involved in rugby league don't have an issue with that. But a rail from one of the stands at Leichhardt Oval just behind the goalposts gave way during a rugby union match, and it was pretty dramatic. As you say, the video, it was heart in your mouth type stuff. Just over 10,000 people were watching on it. As I say, it was a schoolboy rugby, St. Ignatius Riverview and St. Joseph College. Nobody was taken to hospital, thankfully, and there was another second video, which I guess after the event was more relief than anything, of guys sort of laughing and carrying on, but sort of thinking, well, we're lucky we escaped that. But they were actually leaning on a railing and it collapsed and they fell about a metre and a half to the ground. So very, very lucky. And I guess that puts the ball back in the New South Wales government's court to perhaps do something about that because, you know, it's used week in, week out for all codes.
Ollie Hoare, terrific story. What a win it was. 1,500 metres. We haven't done it in 64 years since Herb Elliott, but there's a fair bit of good chat around Ollie Hoare, isn't there?
There is. He did it on his birthday, so he won the 1,500 metres title at the Commonwealth Games. It's the 11th fastest in history, as you say, the 64 years. It was a personal best time. But in terms of Ollie, he says it hasn't been ratified. It's not official yet because it hasn't been okay with his grandfather. Guys, I have to tell you, I started to have a few tears with this story. I thought it was so beautiful. His pop, Fred, was his biggest fan and the reason why he started running in the first place. And his pop used to time all of his runs all the way through when he was a junior. And he used a special stopwatch that was about 100 years old back then. But everything had to be clocked and passed by his dad. By his pop. So sadly, though, his pop passed away a week ago at the age of 96. Ollie said that he's up there. I'm getting emotional again. It's Ollie said that he was up there having a glass of red wine. He'd be laughing his backside off. He was saying, I knew you could do that, mate, and unfortunately I wasn't there to see it. Guys, his funeral was 2 days before Ollie left for Birmingham, so his mum and dad, they didn't go. They weren't in the stands, but they're, you know, obviously very, very happy. But the other side of it was his brother was so excited because he won some good money on sports bet because he backed him to win. Right. But, you know, Pop proved his point. Mum wanted to take him swimming as a kid. Pop wanted him to run, and I guess Pop was the winner on the day.
Yeah, well said. Great well stuff, delivered, Michelle. The emotion of sport.
Sorry about that.
How lucky are we, the job we live in? We cover everything, and we cover a lot of controversy and drama, but there are the occasional really good stories as well. Michelle, looking forward to your 7:45 report at 7 to 7. Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.